Today's daf is Vachim daf Memtes, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Memches Amid Beis Ashkechon Shchita Ba'Oilo LeMitzvah. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Chava Miriam Basmalka Freida and Shloima Ben Chayale. So we're moving along in the beginning of Perek Ezehu Mekoyman, which, as we saw 7.5 years ago, is technical from the standpoint that the fashida nahalachas that relate to the fashida karbonos are based on drushes and limudim. And as we mentioned so many times, the only way to fully appreciate these gemaras is by understanding the psukim and really having some level of mastery over the Teresh Epiksav. But either way, the first halacha of Perek Ezehu Mekoyman is that kachi kadashim shchitasim betzafayin, and the Kabbalah stam has to be b'tzafen as well. And really, the avoida, pun intended, of daf mem ches was, what is the makar to the idea that kachi kadashim shchitasim betzafayin and kabbalas damman betzafen? Specifically, the Gemara focused on the Karban Chatas. And the reason the Gemara focused on the Karban Chatas is because that's the way the Perek begins. The first Karban mentioned in Ezehu Mekoyman Shel Zvachim is the Karban Chatas. In other words, there are 3 general groups of Karbanos that were Kachi Kadashim. You have the Chatas, you have the Oila, and you have the Shlomim. Now there's and you have the Asham. Now there is a Shalmei Tzibur that also was Kachi Kadashim, a Karban Mincha was Kachi Kadashim, but if you want to speak in broad strokes, you have the Chatas, you have the Oil and the Asham, those are all a fanim of Kachi Kadashim. When we say Kachi Kadashim, Shchitasim Betzafayin, and the Kabbalah has to be Betzafayin as well, it means that it's true for the Chatas, true for the Oil, and true for the Asham. Which means in the process of figuring out the Makaris, we're going to have to find the Makar for Chatas, we're going to have to find the Makar for Oilo, and we're going to have to find a Makar for the Asham as well. Now, the Mem Ches focused on the Makaris for the Karban Chatas, and what emerged is that it actually doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Mefurish that the Karban Chatas, says Shchita or Kabbalah, has to be done for Tzafen. In fact, the only one of the Karbanos that are Kachi Kadashim, where the Torah said Mefurish, the shchita had to be betzafin, is the Karban Oila. The pasuk says, "V'shachat oisai al yerech hamizbeach tzafoino lifnei Hashem." So how do you know it by the chatos? So the Gemara said, because as much as it doesn't say mefurish tzafoin regarding the shchita of a Karban chatos, but the pasuk does say regarding the chatos yachid, "V'samach es yodai al roish hachatos v'shachat es hachatos b'mkoyim ha'oila." Okay, so if you shech the chatos b'mkoyim ha'oila, and the oila is v'shachat oisai al yerech hamizbeach tzafoino lifnei Hashem, so if the oila is safoina lifnei Hashem, that means the chatos is going to be lifnei Hashem as well. The Gemara said, how do you know that the Kabbalah of the chatos had to be betzafen as well? So the Gemara said that the pasuk immediately after v'shachat es hachatos b'mkoyim ha'oila, again it's talking about the chatos yachid, says v'lokach hakoye midama be'etzba'oi v'nasan al karnis mizbach ha'oila v'es kol dama yishpach al yisoyit ha'mizbeach. Right after v'shachat es hachatos b'mkoyim ha'oila, the Torah says v'lokach hakoye midama. V'lokach hakoye midama, the Gemara teaches, means Kabbalah. So not only v'shachat es hachatos b'mkoyim ha'oila b'tzafa, but also that should be b'tzafen as well. The Gemara said, okay, ashkechom a mitzvah likuva minayim. So whenever you see that kasha, what you're waiting for is to find a place with the Torah chazer over this halacha. That was really the whole Amid Beis, where the Gemara said all the different chatois have some sort of mention of doing it b'makom ha'oila, and at the end of the day, Ayin Sham, there's a Shina HaKasav La'akif. So we know now the Mekar that there's a din tzafoin for the shchita and the kabbalah of a chatos. We even know that it's Shina HaKasav La'akif. Where today's daf is going to pick up is, how do we know that the halacha is that the shchita and the kabbalah has to be betzafoin by an oila and it's ma'akif? And then we're going to go to the Karban Asham, which is the third category of Kachi Kadashim. How do we know that the Shechita and the Kabbalah is something that has to be betzafen by a carbon asham, and again, not only la mitzvah, but la akiv as well. So says the Gemara, Ashkechon shchita ba'oila la mitzvah. We have a makar that the shchita of a carbon oila la mitzvah has to be in tzafen. What's the makar? That's the easiest makar in this whole world of makaros. V'shachat oisai, referring to the carbon oila al yerech hamizbeach tzafonu lefnei Hashem. By the way, if you remember from yesterday's daf, the Gemara said that really it only says it by the carbon oila that's being brought min atzoin. How do you know the carbon oila that's brought min abakar? So the Gemara says it says v'im min atzoin. The vav is mechaber this parasha to the parasha on top of it. V'yilmad elyoy mitachtoin. Gemara refers to it as a hekish, but the bottom line is, I know for sure shchita ba'oila lemitzvah. Kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkechon. I know as well that the kabbalah of a carbon oila lemitzvah has to be betzofen. Ab shchita v'kabbalah l'akimin alon. How do I know that the shchita and the kabbalah, as it relates to the carbon oila, is ma'akif? Now, this line of Gemara is actually a very, very tricky line of Gemara. Ayin Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Kabbalah nami ashkechon. Ayin Toisvis, Dibra Maschel, Kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkechon. And Ayin Beshnita Mikubetzes, Dibra Maschel, Kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkechon. The reason it's tricky is because in yesterday's daf, we had no makar anywhere that the Kabbalah of the carbon oila has to be betzofen. It's also not a posik anywhere in the Torah. So it's not like if you mav a sedra, parish is Vayikra and Tzav and all the other kachim sukkim tucked away in the Torah, you're going to find it. It's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah. So the question is, the Gemara after yesterday's daf said, Ashkechon shchita ba'oila lemitzvah kabbalah nami lemitzvah? It's not true. We didn't have a makar. I think the easiest pshat is the pshat of the Shita Mekubetzes, and that is that although it's true, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Mefurish that the kabbalah of the carbon oila had to be betzafen. But the Torah did say that the kabbalah of the carbon chattas had to be betzafen. And how did the Torah say that the kabbalah of the carbon chattas has to be betzafen? The Torah said, v'shachat es ha-chattas p'mkoyim ha-oila, and the next words were, v'lokach ha-koyim midam. So we say that just like v'shachat es ha-chattas p'mkoyim ha-oila, so too v'lokach ha-koyim midam p'mkoyim ha-oila. It's mashma then that the oila tuz v'lokach ha-koyim midama would have to be b'mokum where the shchita of the carbon oila has to be, and that is betzofen. Either way, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos even suggests maybe there's a different gears in the Gemara, ad kidei kach, because really just posh pshat, usually an ashkechon segues and flows very beautifully from everything we saw up until that point, and in this case, really we didn't have any mekar anywhere that kabbalah lemitzvah by a carbon oila would have to be betzofen. But the bottom line is, what's the avoida now of the Gemara? Shchita, the kabbalah, la'akim minol. How do you know when it comes to a carbon oila, the shchita and the kabbalah both going to be ma'akiv? Some say it was Rabbi Barashila that said a kalvuchaymer. We know it from a kalvuchaymer. Umachatos habam yikoyach oila ma'akeves. Madachachatos. With a whole din tzofen, I only know from the oila. What does it mean I know from the oila? Because the Torah says you should shech the chatos and you should do the kabbalah of the chatos b'makom ha'oila. And still ma'akeves, you see, it's ma'akiv. Oilo shabo chatas mikoicha. Oilo, which is the makar, it's the place where the Torah sets off in mefurish. Eid ninja ma'akevas, then certainly it should be ma'akev. Meaning, we're looking at the oilo almost as the av and the chatas as the talta. The chatas, which is bo mikoyach oilo, is ma'akev. So the oilo itself certainly should have to be ma'akev. But the Gemara says, I don't think it's a taina, because malachatos shekain mechaperus al chayvei krisos. Maybe a chatos at the end of the day is more chamer than an oila. And the reason it's more chamer than an oila because a chatos is baal chet, and it's not only baal chet. It's mechaper al chayvei krisos, as opposed to an oila, which is a doira, and the oila is not baal chet. So maybe davka the chatos, which is mechaper al chayvei krisos, it has that chomer. So there, the din soften is going to be ma'akib as opposed to the oila nats. So the Gemara said, Amar Ravina, Ravina said, no, ha kashale le Rav Ada Bar Hava. You didn't understand Rav Ada Bar Hava, the itema Rabba Bar Shila, right? He wasn't saying kal v'chomer in the traditional sense, so now you can go and you can ask a pircha on the kal v'chomer. Meaning, kal v'chomer in the traditional sense would mean, madachatos kal v'chomer oilon. That I could say, no, maybe malachatos, because since mechaperes achavi krisos. What the Amira meant to say was a little bit differently. Where do you find anywhere, where is there a precedent that a dover tuffel should be more chomer than the ikker? Meaning, where something is learned out from something else, or where something is considered on some level subsidiary to something else. Something's a toilda of something else. That the toilda should be more chama than that. That's not something you find. So it's not so much the midah of kal v'chomer so that you can ask a pircha on it. The point is, at the end of the day, chatas is learned from ayla. Chatas is the proverbial toilda. Ayla is the proverbial af. And if that's the case, if you find by an ayla, or you find by a chatas that's often as ma'akiv, then certainly kal v'chomer in the yud gimel midah sense, but proverbially speaking, kal v'chomer certainly, without question, then the oila should have to be ma'akiv as well. But the Gemara said, "Amalei mazut shabedi ramari do ravina v'loy." Is that so? And this v'loy is going to really take us to the first third of daf mem tesem adalf. In other words, the amirah is saying that the makar, that the carbon oila is Ta'un Sofen, Le'ikuva, is based on the fact that if the Chatas, which is tuffle to it, requires Sofen Le'ikuva, certainly the Oila as well. And it's based on this assumption, Klum Matzinu Tafel Chamem Menayekar. So this, the Gemara says, is that so? I'll bring you three rayas, and we're going to jump all over Shas now to find these rayas and try to dig up precedent for the idea that Tafel maybe could be Chamem Menayekar. Very Meiser. Let's take the case of Meiser Sheini, the Hunifta. Meiser Sheini is something that you could be paid at, right? Everybody knows that. The Ilu Lokuach Bekesef Meiser, stating that if you buy something with Mois, Meiser Sheini, Eino Nifta, that Lach is he can't be paid at the Tanan. It's a Mishnah in Mesechtes Meiser Sheini. Lokuach Bekesef Meiser. If somebody buys something with Kesef Meiser, Shin Nitma, and it became Tommy, you bother. If you want to be paid, go ahead and be paid. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said you cover. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be paid something that's both with Kesef Meiser Sheini, but rather what you have to do with this, you have to go ahead and bury it. But what do you see from here? That in the laws of Pidyon Meiser Sheini, it's more like to be paid Meiser Sheini than something that was bought with money of Meiser Sheini. Now that's poshet that the Lokuach Bekesef Meiser is tuffle to the Iker Meiser. And yet you see a chumra in the tuffle over the Iker. So Tainus, the Gemara Veloid, there's no such thing that you're going to find the tuffle's Mochamim and the Iker. You see it by Pidyon Meiser Sheini. The Gemara says, now, Hasam loy alimok du shase le mitvas Pidyoni. It's true, this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, that Halakuach Bekesef Meiser, you cover that you can't be paid it, is a chumra. It's a chumra in Mois Meiser Sheini. It's a chumra in something that was bought with Mois Meiser Sheini. But that chumra comes mikayach kula. And the reason is because in order to be poyda davar kadosh, the kedusha has to be on a certain ramah. You have to have a certain level of kedusha in order for pidyon to be nitfas. If something's a little bit kadosh, you can't be poyda because it's not kadosh enough to facilitate a pidyon. You actually need a higher degree of kedusha in order for it to be now subject to the concept of pidyon. Tainus the Gemara, the reason he can be paid to Meiser Sheini and not halakuach bekesef Meiser Sheini is precisely because of the fact that the Meiser Sheini is more kaddish because it's the ikker, and the halakuach bekesef Meiser Sheini is only a tafel. It's less kaddish. As a result, it's not subject to pidyon. So you're right. It's manifest as a chumra in the tafel over the ikker, but really it's the opposite. It's a chumra that comes mikayach kula, but in its foundation, b'shroshay, what it really is a kula. As a result, it's not a pircha on this yisoy that the Amirama suggested. But the Gemara says, I'll bring you another case. Vari tmura. What about tmura? So again, what's tmura? Tmura is when somebody is makdish an animal, and then he has seller's remorse. He says, you know what? Why was I makdish this animal? I should have been makdish the other animal. What's the halacha? When he says that, v'yuhu utmurasa yekaydish. Not only is the original animal going to remain kaddish, but this other animal that he thought that he wanted to be makdish instead is going to end up becoming kaddish as well. Now, the halacha is that when it comes to tmura, tmura is chal even on an animal that has a mum, even if the mum is a mum kavua. This is a very big chiddush, because if somebody wants to be makdish, an animal that has a mum kavua, hektish is nachal. Now, to be clear, hektish is chal, it's kedushas haguf that's nachal. Kedushas tamum is chal, kedushas haguf is nachal. Right? In kan mekoy me laharich, but we know that once an animal develops a mum kavua, its underlying status of hektish changes. It's not just that a punk has a mum, and as a result, I can't be makrivin on the mizbeach. It is something that affects the DNA, the essence of the actual hekdesh. L'moshel, you can't be poida something that has kedushas haguf. However, kedushas haguf that develops a mum, you could be poida. And the reason is because it actually, it's hektish becomes altered, and now it's at the point that if you want to be paid, it's known as psuli amakdashim, and if you want to redeem it now, you'd be able to redeem it. It's a time the gemara. We know that kachim is nachal on an animal that has a mum kavu. Yet the halacha is that if you want to go ahead and you want to do a tmura on. Well, you're never allowed to do a tmura, but if you do a tmura, this is the sugi of Yavid Mahani, right? If you go ahead and you do a tmura on an animal that has mum kavua, the halach is the tmura is going to be chal. So what's the taina? The taina is that that's pashit, that tmura, that oifen of being makdish is tuffel to the ikur oifen of being makdish. So if I want to be makdish something in the traditional sense, harezu oila, and I do it to an animal that has a mum kavua, the hektish is nachal. So how could it be that if I take an animal like that and I make it tmura, that the hektish is going to be chal? And the reality is that it is chal. So you say, Meris, there's an idea that tuffel could sometimes be more chomer than the ikur, but the Gemara says it's not a taina, and the reason is because tmura mikoyach kachim ka'asya, abiv kachim mikoyach kulan ka'asi. You're making an assumption that tmura is tuffel to the ikur mahalach of kachim. I could actually make an argument that on some level, if someone's makdish something, but even tmura, it's a better form of hektish. You know why? Because if somebody goes and he makes something hektish, so the hektish is coming from the loft. Right, Amira Lagvaya Kimasir Lahadiyat. You're being mechadish the kedusha that right now is going to rest upon the soul of this animal. As opposed to if you make a tmura, you're not creating a new form of hektish. What you're doing is you're leveraging an existing hektish, you're just transferring it. Harezet tmurasi, right? You're taking that hektish and you're moving it over to this other thing. So there's an argument to be made that if I want to be mechadish a hektish on a dover that has a mum kavur, that's something I could do. But with a hektish already is ba'olam, and all I want to do is I want to transfer. It could be it's easier to make a transfer than to go ahead and to be mechadish something. So says the Gemara, I don't think this is a pircha to the idea that a tuffel can't be more chaber than the ikur. But the Gemara says, let's take the third stab at it. Hare Pesach. What about a carbon Pesach? Do any tom smichu nusachim to the chazav shayk? The halachas the carbon Pesach had to be treated like a carbon. But here's some halachas that don't relate to the carbon Pesach. Doesn't require smicha. Doesn't require nusachim. And there was no mitzvah of tenufa with the chazav shayk yet. But let's say you have moiser of a carbon Pesach. So we know from the first parak, there's different types of moiser Pesach. Either Pesach before Yodalit, or Pesach Sha'avar Shnasai, or Pesach La'acha Yodalit, or a Pesach that was set aside, and then you lost it, you mafresh another one, and then you found it, right? There's a whole bunch of different examples of moiser Pesach. What do they all have in common? Moiser Pesach we know is a shlamim, right? Now, if Moisa Pesach is a shlamim, that means the Moiser of the Pesach is ton smicha. Because a shlamim needs smicha. Nisachim v'tenufas chazav v'shayt. But what do you see from here? What you see from here is that at the end of the day, Moiser Pesach is in ways more chomer than a Pesach. Because a Pesach doesn't require smicha, the Moiser Pesach does. The Pesach doesn't require nisachim, the Moiser Pesach does. The Pesach doesn't require tenufas chazav v'shayt, the Moiser Pesach does. Now what's the ikur, and what's the tuffel when it comes to the Pesach and the Moisa Pesach? This sounds very easy. The Pesach is an ikur, and the Moisa Pesach is a tuffel. Yeah, you see that the Moisa Pesach is more chomer than the Pesach itself. So says the Gemara of the Lai. You're going to tell me that you klum motzinu tuffel chomer min a ikur? Moisa Pesach is a great example. Says the Gemara, a geshmak eteretz. Pesach b'shaya Moisa shana shlomim hu. Now we knew that, right? So what's the Gemara being mechadish in the teretz? But the Gemara is being mechadish that as much as we refer to a Moiser Pesach as a Moiser Pesach, really, a Moiser Pesach is a shlomim. It's a cheftza of a shlomim. That's what it is. And if it's a cheftza of a shlomim, so shlomim has certain dinim that Pesach doesn't have, certain chumers that Pesach doesn't have, and that's fine. The point is, if Moiser Pesach would retain its kachim status of Pesach, nor was a Moiser Pesach, so you would say the Iker Pesach doesn't require these dinim, but the Pesach, that's a Moiser Pesach, that does, it's impossible, because the Tuffel can't be more chomer than the Iker. The gather of Moiser Pesach, Shlomim, is that it's not Pesach anymore. Mitzad the Kedusha of the carbon, it's not Pesach, it's Shlomim. Now, it's a Chiddush that it could happen, and it happens when it's a Moisa Pesach. But here's the bottom line: this second, when you're doing smicha and you're bringing the nesachim, you're doing trafas chazav v'shoik, but you're doing it is not on a Pesach. You're not doing it on a Moisa Pesach. You're doing it on a shlomo. So the fact that you have a shlomo that's more chomer, that's neither here nor there. The bottom line is the Gemara took three attempts. Strike one, strike two, strike three. At the end of the day, the svara holds up. And that is klum matzinu tafel chamimino ikir. We have no pircha on it. And if that's the case, this is the first makar that the Gemara brings. Ashkechon shchita ba'ilu l'mitzvah. Kabbalah nabi l'mitzvah ashkechon. Aba shchita v'kabbalah la'akev minolam. What is the makar that shchita v'kabbalah is going to be ma'akev when it comes to the karban oila? What's the first teretz of the Gemara? It's a kal v'chaymer. Not mamish a kal v'chaymer. The point is, klum matzinu tafel chamim eno iker, and chatas is tafel to the yoyla. Why? Not because chatas mitzad kedushas is tafel to the yoyla, but in this halacha it's tafel, because the Torah mamish made a tafel, mi nitla me. V'shachat oisai al yerech hamizbeach tzofoy milfnei Hashem by the oyla, but when it comes to the chatas, it's v'shachat es hachatas bim koy ma'oyla. So, in this world of tzofen, there's no question, oil is the ikker, the Torah says it with bok tzener, as opposed to the chattas, it's do the chattas wherever you do the oil. That's the ikker, yeah, wherever you do that, do this. Oh, clearly it's the tafel, there's a svar, klum matzindu, tafel, chamim, and ikker, that's the first makar. The second makar is a much shorter makar, it's one line. Iba yisneima says the Gemara, amakra, the Torah says, ha, oila, bim koimate. Where does it say ha, oila? So it's that same pasuk of chattas. V'samach es yodei al roish ha chattas, v'shachat es ha chattas, bim koima oila. Tain is the Gemara. At the end of the day, why did the Torah just say by the chatas, v'shachet as achatas, b'tzofen, right? Why did it say v'shachet as achatas b'mkoyim ha'oil? You can always ask these kashas, but here the Gemara asks it, and that is, why does it say v'shachet as achatas b'mkoyim ha'oil? The b'mkoyim ha'oil is a shina hakas of la'akiv for oil. And again, this pasuk we said is a makar not only for shchita. We went with the pshat of the Shita Mekubet says, for Kabbalah as well, because the next words after Ha'ila are, V'lokach HaKoy Midama, right? So the bottom line is, I have a Shina HaKosav La'akiv, and the fact that the Torah mentioned B'mkoy Ma'ila in the parish of the Karmel Chattas, if it's a Shina HaKosav La'akiv, that's how I know it's going to be Ma'akiv when it comes to the Ha'ila as well. So according to the first pshat, I know it's Kavul Chaymer from the Chattas. According to the second pshat, I know it from a Shina HaKosav La'akiv that I have by the Karmel Ha'ila. So we address Chattas. Yesterday, we addressed Oila, first 20 minutes of today's af, and now we're going to shift our attention to the Karban Hashem. Again, the Karban Hashem is also Kachi Kadashim, and as a result, it's included in the halacha of the Mishnah, Kachi Kadashim, Shchit and Kabbalah both have to be Betzafin. The question is, how do you know? Now, it's not Mefurish anywhere in the Torah that take the Karban Hashem and shecht it al yerech hamizbeach tzofoin. The only time it says that clearly is by the Karban Hashem. So my question is, how do I know? By the Yashan, says the Gemara, Hashem yinol and the bayit tzofin. How do I know the Hashem requires tzofin? Says the Gemara, the pasuk says, bimkoyim ashe yishchatu esa oilo, yishchatu esa Hashem. That's pretty good, right? The pasuk said like this, v'zois teiras ha'ashem kodesh kadashim hu, bimkoyim ashe yishchatu esa oilo, yishchatu esa Hashem, v'esdoma yizroik al hamizbeach tzofin. But the bottom line is, again, just like by the chattas, it says, shecht the chattas b'mokoyim, that you're going to shecht over, which means soften. By the Hashem, the Torah says the same exact thing. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon shchita kabbalah minolah. Okay, so I have a makar for shchita, how do I know kabbalah? So the Gemara says, because what does it say right after b'mokoyim asher yishchatu asa oyla yishchatu asa Hashem? The next words are, ve'ez domoy, right? Ve'ez domoy yizroik. And we learn from ve'ez domoy, even though ve'ez domoy yizroik is talking about the zrika, right? But ve'ez domoy, l'rabois domoy nami b'tzafen, that the Kibul Domoy, the Kabbalah has to be in Tzofen as well. Says the Gemara, Mekabel Atzmoy Minolan. How do you know that the Mekabel himself has to be in Tzofen? So that's also something that the Gemara had addressed in the previous daf regarding Chatos. How do you know regarding the auction that the Mekabel has to be in Tzofen? So the Gemara says, it could have said, the Domoy Yisroik. What does it say instead? The Es Domoy. The Es Domoy would be Deirish Essen Shebe Torah, and the riboy of S is coming to be marba, not only the Kabbalah, but the Mekabel as well. So the bottom line is, how do you know the Ikra Locha, that Asham's Avodas Shchita and Kabbalah had to be b'tzofen. The Shchita, it says, b'mkoyim ha'sh yishchitu ha'sa oyla yishchitu ha'sa asham. About the Kabbalah, because the next words are ve'ez domoy. How do I know even the Makabal the ve'ez? That's the Gemara. Ashkel mitzvah lakim yinolon. So I know, l'chadchila, how do I know that it's ma'akiv? So the Gemara says, k'roach yinaksiv, because there's another pasuk. Now this other pasuk that we're about to mention now is going to be malava us for the majority of the remainder of the daf. So we have to get this pasuk. This pasuk is in Vayikra Perek Yedal, pasuk Yud Gimel. It's in Parshas Metzora, and it's talking about the Asham Metzora. So the Metzora, when he became tar, including in his purification process, was a set of karbanos, one of which was a carbon Asham. And the Torah says, regarding the Asham that the Metzora brought, V'shachat es ha-keves b'mkoyim ashe-yishchat es ha-chatos, an interesting pasuk. B'mkoyim ha-koydesh, ki kachatos ha-oshamu, la-koyen koydesh kod-oshamu. A lot going on here. So the Torah says that the shchita of the osham of the Metzora should be where? It should be b'mkoyim ha-she-yishchat es ha-chatos v'es-oilu. Wow. Till now, it was always b'makom da-oilu, right? The chatos do b'makom da-oilu, the osham do b'makom da-oilu. The osham Metzora you should do in the makom of the chatos and of the oilu. Okay, and then the Torah says, "B'makom haKodesh, do it in a very, very holy place." Right? We know what that place is. Ki kachatos ha'osham hu. The Torah chazers that this osham is like a chatos, right? Ki kachatos azoyvi achatos ha'osham hu is the osham. Like koyin kodesh kedoshim hu, it's kodesh kedoshim. But either way, says the Gemara, this is another pasuk that says that the osham, albeit the osham itself, is talking about a very specific type of osham, but that the osham had to be done in the place where you shechted the chatos and oila. We know where you had to shecht the chatos and oila. The mitzvah and the yikuva, it had to be betzafen. So if that's the case, that's why I know the asham is all. Now, I already had a pasuk for the asham. That was the original pasuk. That's talking about the general asham. Here by the asham mitzvah, the Torah chazed it. Shina kosav lakif, to teach me that it's going to be makif. But the Gemara says, I lach you the asa. Could I really darshan that Shina Kasav La'akiv, the second mention of Tzofen regarding the Asham from the Parsha of the Asham Metzora? I mean, by the Chidatani, I need for the following Braisa. And this Braisa we're all familiar with. If there's something that was included in a klal, and then it was Yotzim and Aklal, Lidoim B'davar HaChadosh, to teach me a Chiddush about this Klal. You're not allowed to return it to its Klal, actually Yachzirenu HaKosav L'Klali B'Ferish, until the Torah does it B'Ferish. Now, the Gemara is going to give an example of it, Ketzad, and the example of it is Mamish the Sugya. So, it's not like we're even shtelling to a Braisa that talks about something that we think is relevant to this. We're shtelling to a Braisa that talks about this, and that's how we're asking the concept. But let's just explain the concept. The concept is, if you have a Davar Shehoyah B'Klal, and based on that, you would assume that, oh, it's included in a klal, right? The Asham Metzora. It's included in the klal of Ashamois. So you would think it should be a regular Asham. If something now is Yotzam in a klal, and it's Lidim B'davar HaChadosh, there's some chiddush about this now that doesn't really pertain to the rest of the klal. So for example, in our case, if I would tell you that there's something unique about the Asham Metzora that is not something that it shares in common with all the other ashamos, well now, as far as I know, you can't treat it like an asham with regards to anything. Ad sheyachzirenu hakosuv l'chloloi b'feresh. Unless a Torah m'feresh, someone says, no, I want you to treat it like the klal. Now, as the Brice is about to demonstrate, this asham etzayra is not only an example, it's the example. It is the example Chazal gave for this rule, and as a result, there's nothing we're going to be able to learn from this pasuk. Says the Gemara, let's see, Ketzad, what's an example of Ketzad, what's an example of this? V'shachak es ha-keves b'mkoyim ashe yishchat es ha-chatos v'esa oilo b'mokom ha-koydish ki kachatos ha-osham hu v'goyim. She ain't tamalami kachatos ha-osham. Torah didn't have to say kachatos ha-osham, not tamalami kachatos. Why did Torah have to tell me kachatos asham? Why does Torah have to tell me that this asham is like a chatos? Like it's an asham. Every asham is like a chatos. Just learn the halachas. The fi, I'll tell you why. Asham etzayra lidim b'davar hachadosh. Because you find that the asham etzayra was singled out and it has a certain chiddush that other ashamis don't have. What is that? B'boyin yad u'boyin regel v'oizin yamanis. Because they took the dam of the carbon asham and they put it on the thumb of the hand of the Metzora, on the thumb, toe of the Metzora, on his rechte ear, right? So Yochel, you would have thought, being that the Torah was mechadish all these new halachas related to the Asher Metzora. So lo yehetan matan dam veim rum legabim mizbeach. Maybe this is shocking. Maybe there's no zrika. I don't. Maybe that is the zrika. Maybe the zrika of the Asher Metzora is put it on the Metzora. Maybe you don't even put anything on the Mizbech. Maybe there's no Imurim even on the Mizbech. Talmud, that's what the Torah had to say. Kachatas Hashamu. Ma Kachatas Tuna Matan Dom Imurim Lagam Mizbech. Just like Kachatas requires blood and Imurim to go on the Mizbech. Af Asham Mitzayra. So too the Asham Mitzayra. Ton Matan Dom Imurim Lagabe Mizbech. But what's the bottom line? What you see from this price is that Asham Mitzayra is the classic example of a Dov Shoye Bechlav Yotz Lidim and Dov Rachadosh. Yeh Torah Shoye Lachzir Lachlaloi. Achi Achzirenu Akasav Lachlaloi Beferish. In other words, as far as we know, once the Torah said, this matan, boyin yad, and boyin regal, and oizin yamonis, with the dam of the Asher Metzora, at that point, everything you know about a Karban Asham is null and void. And the only way I'm going to now know, even though it's basic halach, as basic as I have to do is Rika, all those things, I'm only going to know if the Torah is going to tell it to me first. So what's the Gemara timing? That you want to know how I know that the Shechita and the Kabbalah of the Asham is Ma'akif, because the Torah said it once by Zoyz Torah Asham, and the Torah ibechazed it by the Asham Mitzayra. The reason the Torah had to repeat it by the Asham Mitzayra is because had the Torah not repeated it by the Asham Mitzayra, I would think it doesn't apply to the Asham Mitzayra. What do you mean? Zoyz Torah Asham, it's true for all Ashamas. No, because the Asham Mitzayra was a davar shoyi b'chal v'yatzaladim a davar achadosh, and iyatar ashoyi lachziroi l'chlaloi achni achzirenu akasav l'chlaloi b'feresh. So maybe that's why the Torah had a chazer over v'shav chat es akeves b'mkoyma sheyish chat es achatos v'esoilo. But it's not a shina akasav lakiv, and it's not a shina akasav lakiv. So if that's the case, l'chari, there is no makar. But the Gemara says, I think I still have a makar. You know why? Because im kein nichta v'hai v'loi nichta v'hai. Once the Torah says that you shech the Asham Mitzayra in the place that you shech the chatas in the oila, so why does the Torah have to say zoyz Torah sa asham b'mkay mashi yishchatu esa oila yishchatu esa asham? You're right. From the fact that it says zoyz Torah sa asham tzafin, I don't know the Asham Mitzayra. The reason I don't know the Asham Mitzayra is because maybe the Asham Mitzayra is different, and therefore the Torah has to tell me about the Asham Mitzayra. But the raya was just the opposite. Tell it to me by the Asham Mitzayra, which you have to tell to me. But once I know by the Asham Mitzayra, I'll know it by Shara Hashamas. So the Ashkechol Mitzvah Ki'ilu would be the Asham Mitzayra. And you want to know how I know it's Ma'akif from the original one. So the Gemara says like this. If that's a taina, is really tall enough, big hakira. Hanicha, that's good. Isvirulon yotzel lidem bedavra chadosh. Iyuhudaloi gama michlaloi. Avachlaloi gama minei shaper. If you are going to tell me that anytime you have a davish hayu bechlav yotzel lidem bedavra chadosh, when we say that you can't assume anything regarding the prat, achyachzirenu akasov, lechlaloi beferish, that's true, could be, only with regards to the prat. But what about if I want to learn the klal from the prat? That maybe I could, right? Let's take a step backwards for a second. As it relates to this midah shatayin nidrash hashpam, something was bechlal, it was yatzalid b'davar achadosh, I can't assume anything of the klal as it relates to the prat. What about in the reverse? Can I assume something about the klal from the prat? I can't assume anything about the klal to the prat, but can I assume something about the prat to the klal? Everything about the klal is null and void klapi the prat, but let's say there's something unique about this prat that I think I can maybe shteltsu to the klal. Could I, or does this midah get in the way? So the Gemara says, Hanicha das is good, isfirulon yotzalid b'davra chadosh, iudaloi gomra michlaloi, avokloloi gomra minei. That as much as it's true, once something was yotzalid b'davra chadosh, and I can't learn anything about the klal to the prat, but I could learn from the prat to the klal, shnaper, then it's very good. What does it mean, then it's very good? So then why did the Torah have to tell me softened by Zoyz Teres Asham? You told already by the Asham Mitzayra. Must be Sashina Kosov Lakin. So that's your Makar. Elo Yisfilon. But if you're going to tell me, but if you're going to tell me that this meter goes both ways, that once it's Yotz Lidim Adavar HaChadosh, I can't take anything from the Klal over to the Prat, and I can't take anything from the Prat over to the Klal, then Hailo Gufe Yitzterich. Then I need it. But says the Gemara. So again, so then we're stuck. Where is my second Makar for the Asham? I don't have one. And if that's the case, then l'chayre tainez the Gemara ashkechal a mitzvah abala akav minalon. So the Gemara says, no, I'm not getting past this pasuk. This is where the makar is going to be. We're going to find it somehow. Says the Gemara, because kivan da hadre, ahadre. What does that mean? What did the pasuk say? The pasuk said, "V'shachat es keves b'mokem asher yishchat es achatos v'esoilo." And then it said, "B'mkoim akodesh ki kachatos ha'ashem hu." Tainus the Gemara. Once the pasuk says, "Ki kachatos ha'ashem hu," why does it have to say, "V'shachat es keves b'mokem asher yishchat es achatos v'esoilo"? You're going to tell me it's a dovash hoy bechlav v'yotz lidem b'dover achatosh, and therefore I need to tell you beferish that all the halachas of the ashem are going to apply to this ashem as well. But guess what? The Torah told it to me. The Torah said, "Ki kachatas ha'asham hu." What is ki kachatas ha'asham hu? Treat this ha'asham like kachatas. Meaning all dinei kachatas are going to apply to this. If that's the case, mineu bein the pasuk, why the pasuk have to say, "V'shachat es ha'keves b'mkoim asher yishchat es ha'chatas v'sa'oilo"? You'll tell me because I can't learn that from Zoyis Torah ha'asham? Don't have to learn it from Zoyis Torah ha'asham. You can learn it from the end of the pasuk. The pasuk concludes and says, "Ki kachatas ha'asham hu." Now, the Gemara is tiny. In this pasuk itself, in this pasuk itself, the Torah told me twice, l'chayra, the Torah told me twice that the shechit and the kabbalah of an asham has to be betzafen. Torah said it bok tzener, v'shachat es hakeves b'mkoim asher yishchat es achatos v'sa'oilo, and then the Torah said, ki kachatos ha'ashamu. So tainus the Gemara, even if you're going to tell me that this is a davar shayi b'chav yotzli d'badavar ha'chadosh, and therefore you can't assume anything from Zoyis Torah sa'asham to this, but once the Torah says, ki kachatos ha'ashamu, well, at that point, I know the Torah was just machzer it to the klal b'feirish. So now that meat is off the table. So tainus the Gemara, why does it have to say, v'shachat es hakeves? If it would say it once, you're tiny good. That's the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Islam. I need to say it. But the Torah said it twice, meaning this pasuk. The one time, the general one, that's to be machzer at la'kasa b'feirish. But in terms of now, why did the Torah have to say, you should shech the b'mokam, ashiyishchat ha'sachatos ve'es ha'oilo? In other words, kivan da'ahadre, ahadre. Once the Torah said, kikachat ha'sashamu, now it's already back in the cloud b'feirish. So why did the Torah have to mention, must be, it's a shina kasa v'lakit. But the Gemara said, normally, still not masks. You could always argue, ki ahadre krol the gabi matan dama ve'imurim the bayikuna. Even though it says ki kachatas asham hu, but isn't there makim to say that that's not referring to every last halacha regarding the carbon asham that it should always be treated like the chatas? Maybe it means the ikar halachas. What does it mean the ikar inyanim? The things that require a kohen. Aval shchita the loy by kahuna. But as relates to shchita that doesn't require kuna loy mi by itself, and that shouldn't require Tzafin. So maybe that's why the Torah had no choice but to chazer over and say v'shachat es hakeves b'mkoim asher yishchat es achatos v'sa'oilo, to teach me that not only is the asham etzayra treated like a regular asham regarding things that require kahuna, but it's treated like a regular asham even regarding things that don't require kahuna, such as shechita. But the bottom line is, the pasuk is vayter, not extra. If the pasuk is vayter, not extra, how do I know shina kosov la'akiv? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, because imkein, if when it says ki kachatos ha'asham hu, it's only being marbe things that require kahuna, not shechita, then name akra ki kachatos hu. My kachatos ha'asham. Why is there have to chazer ha'asham? We're talking about the asham. We're talking about the asham etzayra. Ki kachatos ha'asham hu, ki kachatos hu. That is a very, very inclusive word. It's coming to say that it should be like Shara Hashem is regarding every last halach. Not only the halachas that require kuna, even the halachas that don't require kuna, such as shechita. The bottom line is, once it says kichatas Hashem hu, so I know already that the Hashem etzayra, even though it was yotzli the b'davar hachadosh, afilu hachi, the halach is we treat it like a regular Hashem. And a regular Hashem I know needs tzafin. So why is the Torah have to say mefurish by the Hashem etzayra? You should go ahead and you should shecht it bits often. That's the shina kasav lakit. The bottom line is, what's the makar regarding the carbon asham that le mitzvah and le ikuva, the shchit and the kabbalah, has to be betzafen? The ikar halach of tzafen regarding shchita, that's kemana mefurish pasuk. V'zois teiras ha'asham kodesh kadasham hu b'mkoy ma sheyishchatu es ha'oilo yishchatu es ha'asham. Where do you shech the oil and tzafen? Shchitas asham has to be betzafen as well. The next words are v'ez damoy the rabbis, the Kabbalah also has to be betzafen. Okay, that's only an Ashkechon mitzvah. How do you know that it's going to be ma'akiv? The Teretz is because the Torah tells me a second time that the Asham had to be betzafen. Where does it say it? It says it by the Asham Mitzayra. What does it say by the Asham Mitzayra? The Shachat es hakeves b'mkoy mashe yishchat es hachatos ve'es ha'oila. A second time? That's a Shina Kosov Lakev. Taina de Gemara, Ta'arichos. How could that be a second keilu extra source to teach me Shina Kosov Lakev? That's talking about the Asham Mitzayra. And the Asham Mitzayra is the prototypical example. It's literally Chazal's moshel of a Dovash Hoya Bechlau for Yotza Lidoin B'Dov Rachadosh, where the rule is Yat Rashoy Lachzir L'Chlaloi Achich Serenu HaKosev L'Chlaloi Beferish. And being that you find that the Asham Mitzayra is so unique, right? Boyin Yad, Boyin Regel, Oizin Yamanis, so maybe you think there's no Halach of Tzofen. And that's why the Torah had to tell me that you should shecht it b'mokim that you shecht the oil on the chatas. It's not necessarily extra. The maskanas ha-gemara, the gemara tain it is, that it's true what you're saying. This is the prototypical example. But believe it or not, as it relates to tzav, the Torah did it twice. Because this same pasuk goes weiter and says, b'mkoy ma'koydish, ki kachatas ha-asham hu. And in those words, ki kachatas ha-asham hu, I know that this asham is treated like a chatas regarding everything. Not even only regarding the things that require kahuna, but even regarding the things that don't require kahuna. Ki kachatas ha-asham hu, the extra emphasis on ha-asham, but the bottom line is I know from there already that it's treated like a regular asham. So if that's the case, I already was machzer lechlole b'feirish. Why did Torah have to say v'shachet as hakeves b'mkoy mashishchet as hachat v'sahilo? It's extra. If it's extra, it's nashino hakosev le'akev. So now, from here until the two dots, the next 10 to 15 lines, the Gemara is going to pivot a little bit. And really, this pivot's going to take us into tomorrow's daf and even into the following daf. And the Gemara is going to discuss a halacha that we've encountered already several times. And that is, when it comes to kachin, there's a din, dover halomed behekish, inu chazim lam behekish. Anything that you know only as a result of a hekish, inu chazim lam behekish, does not have the ability to go now and teach something else al yidei hekish. So if this is something I know behekish, you can't take another hekish and pay it forward, apply this halacha even further. Now what about if something's dover alamed behekish? Could I now use it to learn a halacha al yidei kal v'chomer? Al yidei gzei reshava? We're going to see this all in tomorrow's daf. What if something was lamed al yidei gzei reshava? Could it be melamed al yidei hekish? We're going to see that in tomorrow's daf as well. Right now, we're going to be very, very focused. Dover al lamed behekish. We know the rule is ein echayz melamed behekish. The Gemara is going to pivot to this right now. Now, why the pivot? Because what we're going to see is the Gemara has two makoyres to this big klal of dover al lamed behekish ein echayz melamed behekish. The first of the two makoyres is this pasuk of the Asham Mitzayra, and not only this pasuk, mamash the words of the pasuk, everything that we've been talking about for this last segment of the daf. Says the Gemara, lomili laakushe lechatas, lomili laakushi la'oila. Right? This diak jumped off the page. When it comes to the Asham Mitzayra, v'shachet es hakeves b'mkoy mashe yishchat es hachatas v'es ha'oila. Why does Torah have to tell me, do it in the place that you shech the chatas and you shech the oil? Where do you shech the chatas and tzafen? Where do you shech the oil and tzafen? So why does the Torah have to tell me in the place that you shech the chatas and the place you shech the oil? But just to make the kash a little bit stronger, Torah says the chatas shecht in the place where you shech the oil. Right? Torah says that in multiple places. Zoyz Torah sa ashram. Where should you shech the ashram? In the place that you shech the oil. But when it comes to the ashram at Torah, it's not maspik to just say shecht it in the place that you shecht the oila. You should shecht it in the place that you shecht the chatas and in the place that you shecht the oila. And the Gemara asks the obvious question again. Lamalila akushi lechatas, lamalila akushi loila. Sok tehil gemara, amar Ravina. Ravina said, it's rechini. Tell you what. Because he actually lechatas, he actually loila. And just a little bit of a disclaimer, this next Gemara in Pshat Tava is tricky. It's tricky. The first time you learn it, it's tricky. The second time you learn it, it's tricky. The third time you learn it, it's tricky because it's a hard Gemara. It's just pshat tov. It's not the hard, but as we'll see. But either way, says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because he actually chatz, the actual oila. Had the Torah only said that the Asham Mitzayra shouldn't be like the chatas and not like the oila, meaning shechted in the place that you shech the chatas as opposed to the place that you shech the oila, meaning had that been what it said, I mean, I would have thought chatas meichal lamda. Where do I know that a chatas needs shechitas tzafen? I learn it from the Oila. Okay, if that's the case, Dovra Lamed Behekish, Chayzim Lamed Behekish, it's a Dovra Lamed Behekish Chatos. And if it's a Dovra Lamed Behekish, how could it go now and be Melamed Behekish? So I wouldn't have even known that the Asham's Shechita has to be Betzofen. It says Shechta B'mokim that you Shechta Chatos. I know, but what am I supposed to do? Chatos Guf is a Dovra Lamed Behekish, and a Dovra Lamed Behekish can't be Chayzim Lamed Behekish. So it's for that reason, said Ravina right away, that you want to know why the Torah had to be makish at the chatos and to oila? Because had the Torah only been makish at the chatos and not been makish at the oila, I wouldn't have even known the din soften when it comes to Ashen, because I would have said it's a davar lama behekish, and a bechayz malam behekish. But omalei marzutra breda rav mori the Ravina, but marzutra breda rav mori told Ravina, you answered half the question. What about the other half of the question? So why even mention chatos? So you explain why you can't just say chatos. Okay, but just say oila. So the Marzal says, I'll tell you why. Because had it said oila and not said chatas hav amina, I would have thought dover alamed behekish chayzim alamed behekish. I would have thought that in kol ha'toyra kula ba'alma a dover alamed behekish is chayzim alamed behekish. Ah, you'll tell me, we'll explain this in a minute, or at least we'll try. If you'll tell me v'chitema oibazoi nikshi akushi lechatas, then if Dovra Lamed Behekish and Kol HaTorah Kula is Chayzim Lamed Behekish, so why did Torah have to say Shechta Asham in the Makim Yishechta Oilo? Torah could have said Shechta Asham in the place that Yishechta Chatas. Ah, you'll tell me I wouldn't know Tzofen? No, I wouldn't know Tzofen, because Dovra Lamed Behekish, you're telling me, is Chayzim Lamed Behekish. So from Dos Alein, that the Torah is makishit la'oila, right? The kash is, let's just say that shechted b'makim that you shechted oila. So from the fact that the Torah would say that, I would know already that dover alam behekish is in a chayzim alam behekish, just by virtue of the fact that we're mentioning the oila as opposed to the chatos. So why do you have to mention the oila and the chatos so that I should know dover alam behekish is in a chayzim alam behekish? Just say the oila and I'll chab dover alam behekish is in a chayzim alam behekish, because otherwise, why even mention the oila? Just mention the chatos. But the Gemara says it's not a taina, because I will always say nichalei the makash leila ikav leila nakash leila tafel, because it's not a kasha. You want to know why the Torah says shechta ashem b'makim that you shechta oil not b'makim shechta chatos? Because what's the ikav and the tafel, right? Coming full circle to the beginning of the daf. The ikker is the oila and the tafel is the chatas. It makes more sense to make the hekesh to the ikker, not to the tafel. Lahachi, it's for that reason, actually the chatas, actually the oila. The Torah went out of its way and the Torah was makesh to the chatas and to the oila. The meimer to teach us, dover halama behekesh, and chayzim lama behekesh. That a dover that's lama behekesh is ain't chayzim lama behekesh. So again, what does this mean? The Gemara's kasha was a very straightforward kasha. The Torah says, you shechta asham etzayr in the place that you shechta chatos and in the place that you shecht oil. Now the oil and the chatos are both pitzafen, and this is the Torah's way of saying that you should shecht ashem in tzafen. The question is, why did the Torah have to say chatos and oil? Either say chatos or say oil. So Gemara says, I'm going to tell you why. Because had it said chatos and not said oil, let's a rishon valacher nacher, I would have thought that even though the Torah said shecht ashem b'makom that you shecht chatos, but I can't learn a tzafen from there. Why? Because how do I know chatos? I know chatos because chatos is learned out from oila. It's a dover alamed behekish. Dover alamed behekish. Zeinu chayzim alamed behekish. So I wouldn't know what the Torah is trying to tell me. So to just say chatos is immediately off the table. Let's hit the pause button right here. First of all, hekish? Why are we even talking about hekish? Who said anything about hekish? Where's the hekish? The Torah says shechta chatos when you shechta oila. Shechta osha when you shechta chatos. So stop. It's interesting that the Gemara refers to this as a hekish. Good. Eshta ha'ar. The tzveta ha'ar is, how could it be that if the Torah would tell you mefurish, shechta asham, in the place that you shechta chatas, I would say, no, I can't learn anything from here. Because how do I know chatas is dover alam behekish? And you want to now learn asham from a second hekish. Dover alam behekish, eni chayzim alam behekish. That's very nice if you have a general hekish, right? Chatas ka asham. I don't know. This part should be like that part. You have this general hekish. So you want to now learn a prat from a chloriastig hekish. Dover alam behekish, eni chayzim alam behekish. That's the din. But over here, the Torah says mefurish. Shech the asham, you shech the chatas. So how could it be that I wouldn't know? Of course. I have a kasha, dover alam behekish. I don't know. Figure out what to do with the kasha. But what's that option that if it would have only said chatas, I wouldn't have known this halacha? Baruch Hashem, the achronim are very bothered with this kasha, which means we can go right there and just say ayin shav. But it's taka shmer kasha. But al kaparim, the achronim has this kasha. Ayin shav. That's why the Torah couldn't just say chatas. Because again, had the Torah just said chatas, Believe it or not, I wouldn't even know the Ikra Halacha that Asher required Safek. Okay, but the Gemara's Kasha was, let it just say Oila. If it would say Oila and not say Chata, that's how we know everything. Because Oila is not a Dovr Alam of Hakish. That's how we know everything. So, the Gemara, you're right. But you want to know why the Torah said Chatas? I'm going to tell you why. The reason the Torah said Chatas is because the Torah wants to teach you the Halacha of Dovr Alam of Hakish. That's why the Torah said Oila. Because the Torah and Chatas. Because the Torah wants you to know this halacha. That's good for what the Torah's objective is. There's a very important critical halacha that permeates Kachim. Dover alamed behekish, eino chayzer alamed behekish. The Torah's trying to find a place to fit it in. This is where the Torah decided that is the appropriate place to teach us this halacha. Where do you see this in this halacha? Because what the Torah is doing is, the Torah is telling you, shech to Hashem in the place that you shech to Chatos, and in the place that you shech to Oila. V'kana ben Shoyl, just tell me the place that you shech to Oila. Why do you also have to tell me the place that you shech to Chatos? I'll know everything that there is to know. Teres is true, you would. You would know Tzofen if it only said Oila. But the Torah wants you to chap. Torah wants you to realize, you chap if I would have just said chatas, and I wouldn't have said oila, you wouldn't have known the halacha. Why? Because it would have been a dover alamed behekish, einu chayzim alamed behekish. That's why I'm also telling you oila. That's how you know the din of dover alamed behekish, einu chayzim alamed behekish. The Gemara said one thing, couldn't you just have said oila for that price? Right, that was the follow-up. Just say oila, I'd chap that, because if you could learn from a dover alamed behekish, so why say oila, say chatas? So why do I need oila and chatas to like see it as in blaring lights? Just tell me oila and al chab. Why do you say oila, not chab? There's more times. That's not an argument. Because you said oila because that's the ikker, that's the tuffle, right? It makes more sense to focus on the ikker than to focus on the tuffle. Says the Gemara, if I tell you oila and I tell you chatas, to tell me that in Tzofen, you don't have to tell me chatas. So must be the something else I want you to know. Yeah, I want you to know is you can't learn from chatas. That's what I want you to know. I want you to know you can't learn from chatas. How do I know you can't learn from chatas? By telling me say oila and say chatas. Either way, says the Gemara. Rava amar mehocha. Rava says from here. What does it mean from here? I have a different makar, says Rava, to the halacha of Dover Alam Behekish, Enu Chayzim Alam Behekish. I mean, we just said that the makar to Dover Alam Behekish, Enu Chayzim Alam Behekish is the parish of the Asher Metzayr. The fact that the Torah says that the Shechita of the Asher Metzayr should be in the place that you shech the chatas and in the place you shech the oil. Says Rava, I have a different makar. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is talking about the Haktara of the Par Koyin Moshiach. So we know that there were a lot of different types of chatois, right? There was the good old-fashioned chatas yochid. You're a regular person, doesn't have air b'shoigig, that had he done amazing, he would have been chayiv karis. The halach is, he had to bring a kar mechatas. It could be either a kisp or a seira. Then you have the nasi, who is over an aveir b'shoigig shesdoin a karis. He brings a sa'ir, right? You have the parhal and davar shel tzibur, roiv of klai yisrael, ayidei, a mistake that Bezdin made. You have the par koyim Moshiach, that's when the Kohen Gadol makes his mistake. What if the Aveir was Avodah Zarah? So that's a special halacha in terms of if the Yachid does it, what animal he brings, that if the Tzibra does it, then you have to bring the Parla Oila and the Sar L'Chatos, right? So there's a lot of nuance when it comes to the different Chatois. That's where the Chatois are exceptionally tricky from the Torah Shebiksav perspective, going back to the disclaimer in the beginning of the daf, because of all the different types of chatois. You have all these psukim talking about chatois, and they could all be talking about different types of chatois. So you always have to know, what chatos am I talking about? That's like the first thing that you always have to figure out when you go through a Gemara like this. The pasuk says, Rashi says, this is talking about the emur of the par koyim mashiach. It says that you should take the chalev of this parachatos and yoremimenu, you should lift from it, you should remove hachalev amachasa ala kerev, the eis kol hachalev asher ala kerev, eshtei akloyos, vesachilev asher aleim, asher ala ksolim, vesayeseres, ala kovet, ala kloyos yisimra. There goes all the different body parts of this animal that are going to end up going on the mizbech. Kashi yura mishor zevach hashlamim, and these are all the same parts that you took from the shlamin when you're bringing a shlamin viktir makoyin on mizbeach oila, and you should go ahead and you should bring it on the mizbeach oila. Tainas Rava, that the Torah went and the Torah two psukim long went through different chalokim of this animal that are included in the haktara of the par koyin mashiach. And then the Torah says that this haktara is going to mirror the haktara of the shlamin. Kashin yura mishar zevach hashlamin, says the Gemara, those words of Kasha Yura Mishar Zevach Hashlam of the Mayhach. So why did Torah write it? Ili Yisera Sakav Dishtei HaKloyes, if it's to tell me that the Akhtorah mirrors the Akhtorah of the Shar Zevach Hashlam, Biguv Eksev, that is what the Torah said. Torah laid it out already. I mean, if Bishlam, if the Torah had not told you what the Akhtorah should mean, the Torah just says, do the Akhtorah the way you do the Akhtorah with the Shar Zevach Hashlam, I got it. But the Torah tells you exactly what you're supposed to do. Why does the Torah have to mention Mefurish that it should be like the Yisera Sakav Dishtei HaKloyes? Says the Gemara, so this is Rava talking, Mishum, the boy Agmure, Yisera Sakav Dishtei This is gewaltig. It's because the Torah wants that you should know that just like the par koyin, par helam dovish al tzibur, we're jumping now from the par koyin mashiach, the par helam dovish al tzibur, has a din haktara of the yoseres hakovin and the shtei hakloyos, so too the siri avoides kechavim. So too the Sire Avodes Kechavim should be the same way. The reason the Torah told me Kashiyurim Mishar Zevach Hashlamim by the Par Koyim Mashiach is because we need to learn the Sire Avodes Kechavim having this halacha from the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur. Therefore, the Torah wrote it an extra time by the Par Koyim Mashiach. Okay, what's the point there? The point is, right in the Gemara, and the Girsa of the Shita Mekubetzes is, Upar Helam Dover Shal Tzibur, as it relates to the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur, Begufa Leik Sif, it's not something that's mentioned Mefurish. Umi Par Koyim Mashiach, Hu Degomar. How do I know it? From the Par Koyim Mashiach, which poses a problem. And the reason it poses a problem is, because if it doesn't say Mefurish anywhere by the Par Koyim Mashiach, that the way you do the Haktorah is including the Yoseres HaKovin and the Shtei HaKloyes, then I have no way of being melamined to the Sira Avodes Kechavim. Because the Par Helam Dover Shal Tzibur itself, I only know from somewhere else. That somewhere else is the Par Koyim Mashiach. And by the way, if you remember from Friya de Gadafin, V'asal HaPar, Kasha Asal HaPar, right, it's learned out from a Hekesh, and a Dover Alam HaBehekesh is Einu Chayzim Alam HaBehekesh. So I have no ability to go ahead and to teach it. L'hochi Itzrich Kasha Yuram. You ready? That's why the Torah wrote Kasha Yuram Mishar Zavach HaShlomim by the Par Koyim Mashiach, that Nahavi command the Kasa Begufa, so that it should be as if the Torah wrote it Mefurish, not by the Par Koyim Mashiach, because it says it Mefurish there, but by the Par Now, the Torah wrote an extra sentence by the Par Koyim Mashiach, so it should be Mefurish by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Sokhtei L'Garashim Einoi Inyan the Par Koyim Mashiach Tnei Uinyan the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. But the bottom line is, if it's Mefurish now by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, Lein Ahavi Dover Alam Behekesh, Chayzim Alam Behekesh. So now you're not stuck with a Dover Alam Behekesh, being Chayzim Alam Behekesh, and that's why the Torah went ahead and the Torah wrote it. But says Rava, what's the bottom line? What's the bottom line? You know what I see from here? What I see from here is a new makar to Dover Alam HaBehekesh, Einu Chayzim Alam HaBehekesh. Because if a Dover Alam HaBehekesh is Chayzim Alam HaBehekesh, why did Torah write these words regarding the Haktar of the Par Koyim Mashiach? Kasha Yurim Mishar Zevach HaShlamim. It's an extra phrase. The Torah says it must be, let's do this again, it must be the reason the Torah wrote that extra phrase by the Par Koyim Mashiach is because Einu Inyan the Par Koyim Mashiach, Tneyu Inyan the Par Alam Dover Shal Tzibur. But why do I need him Einu Inyan? Tneyu Inyan for Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, I have already a hekish that Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur is always treated like the Par Koyim Mashiach. That's a general hekish that underpins all these limudim. The teretz is because I want to learn Sir Avodes Kechavim from Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And if I didn't have an extra mention by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur to make it Ke'ilu, it's Mefurish, I wouldn't be able to learn Siri Avodes Kechavim from Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. You know why? Because how are you learning Siri Avodes Kechavim from Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? Hekish. How do I know Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur from a Hekish, from the Par Koyim Mashiach? Dover Alamed Behekish, Einu Chayzim Alamed Behekish. That to circumvent this issue, what the Torah went ahead is, the Torah wrote these words of Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach HaShlamim to make Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur not merely a regular Dover Alam Behekesh, but to make it Ke'ilu it's Mefurish. If it's Mefurish, so now it's not a Dover Alam Behekesh anymore. And as a result, it could be Chayzim Alam Behekesh. But the bottom line is, Asher Negeilu Nyonenu, from the fact that the Torah said these words, Kasha Yuram Mishar Zevach HaShlamim, I see what I need to see, and that is Dover Alam Behekesh is Einoi Chayzer Umalam Behekesh. But the Cheshbin continues for a few more lines. Amalei Rapapa the Rava, Rapapa to Rava. Again, Rava is the one that said this, right? So Rapapa turns to Rava, and he asked him, V'lichteve Begufe V'loi Nakesh, why didn't the Torah just tell me the halacha of the Haktorah of Yoseres HaKavod HaShtei HaKloyes is by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? Why did the Torah have to tell me in him eino inyan tneyo inyan by the parakoy mashiach. No, it's bishloimo. Sometimes the Torah is being makatzer. Okay, the Torah is being makatzer. Torah doesn't want to say it. I'll tell to you beremiza. But right, remez to this minat Torah minayin, remez to that minat Torah minayin. But here the Torah said it. A whole sentence. Kashin Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlomim. So for the same price, instead of saying Kashin Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlomim, just tell me that there's a Din HaKtara by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And if the Torah would tell me there's a Din HaKtara by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, so I'll know what I need to know. Samar says, no, what do you mean? Rava said, because Ikos HaBegufei V'lei Akish, had the Torah said it Mefurish and never told it to me through this roundabout way, Havamina, I would have thought, Dover Halamed Behekish, Chayzer Malamed Behekish. I would have thought that a Dover Halamed Behekish is really Chayzer Malamed Behekish. Meaning you're right. If my whole goal over here is to know by the Par Halam Dover Shel Tzibur, and the Torah wants me to like really know it, even in a Mefarish thing away, yeah, the Torah would have just told it to you in Mefarish. But the whole objective of the Torah is to learn the halacha of Dover Halamed Behekish, of and the only way I know that is by the Torah not telling it to me beferish and having to come on to that. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Vechitem, you'll tell me, nakshe akushe, you'll tell me that, what do you mean? Why did the Torah have to say beferish the halacha of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur requiring this haktara? I can know it anyways from a hekish, from Par Koy Mashiach. And if Dover Alame Behekish is Chayzer Malame Behekish, I'd be able to be Malamed it forward now to Syria by this Kechavim. In other words, the Gemara is finding, even if the Torah would have said Meferish by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, the fact that it requires this Haktar, I would still chap Dover Alame Behekish and Chayzer Malame Behekish. And the reason I would still chap it is because I would argue to myself, why did the Torah have to tell it to me by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? Why is it necessary to be told by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? I know by the Par Koy Mashiach, and anything that's true by the Par Koy Mashiach is true by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur through the Hekish. So why is the Torah telling it to me? Oh, you know why the Torah is telling it to me? Because the Torah wants you to be able to pass it forward to the Seer Avodas Kechavim, and Dover Alam Behekish is Einu Chesem Lav Behekish. That's why I have to tell it to you Beferish. So what's the difference if I tell it to you Beferish Kashe Yura Mishar Zevach HaShlom, if I tell it to you Beferish by Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, and it makes more sense to say Beferish by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? So Tanya Zagmar, tell to me Beferish by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. You're going to tell me because I needed to know Dover Alam Behekish Einu Chesem Lav Behekish. I fight to know it, because why does the Torah have to tell me anything? It's a Dover Alam Behekish when you wake up in the morning without an extra pasuk. So says the Gemara, it's not true, because I would argue that nichle the kasve begufe midakishle akushe. If all the Torah would have done is the Torah would have said meferish, I don't know where to put the commas here. If all the right, try to say that 100 times. But if all the Torah would have wanted was to, if all the Torah would have done is told me meferish that there's a special haktara when it comes to Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, you can't make any diyukim. What's the diyuk? Why do you have to tell it to me by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur? Learn it out from the Par Koy Mashiach. I don't know, the Torah wants to tell it to me, Meferish. Nichle de kasve begufe, midakish le akushe. Torah wants to tell it to me, but that's not a kasha. You're going to buy a din that's going to alter 50 sugis in Zvachim and Menachis because why the Torah tell it to me, Meferish? That's not going to work. Therefore, lahachi kasve ve akshe, le meimer dover lo mehekish, le chesma mehekish. That's why the Torah did this whole matzev. The Torah went ahead and the Torah told it to me again, but didn't tell it to me, Rochel Bitcha Ktana, pun intended. But rather, the Torah told it to me, where? The Torah told it to me in the parasha of the Par Koy Mashiach. That's not like a situation where Nichole de Kasvei Begufei, because the Torah didn't say it Begufei. The Torah said the words Kashiur Mishar Zavach Hashlomim. Im Eino Yinyin Tnei Yoyin. So Kana Ben Shoyil, Im Eino Yinyin Tnei Yoyin. I know it anyways, Mikoyach HaHekish. The Torah says, if all I have is a Hekish, I can't pass it forward to Sira Avodus Kechavim. That's why the Torah has to tell it to me again to make it as if it's mefurish. Now that it's if it's mefurish, now I could be chayzer melamed. But what's the bottom line? You see, from here, davar lamed behekish inu chayzer melamed behekish. So we're going to obviously stop here. But in terms of what the makor is, the davar lamed behekish inu chayzer melamed behekish, what's the short answer? 50 dafin into kachim. Either it's learned out from the osha mitzayra or it's learned out from the Parakoy Mashiach. More specifically, either it's learned out from the Shechita of the Asher Metzairah, or it's learned out from the Haktara of the Parakoy Mashiach. And even more specifically, either it's learned out from the fact that the Torah said, V'shachat as ha-keves b'mkoy ma'asher yishchat es ha-chatos ve'es ha-oilo, that the Shechita of the keves of the Asher Metzairah has to be in the place that the Shechita was done with the chatos and the oilo. The Torah could have just said, oilo. Why did the Torah say Chatas and Oila to teach me that had it only said Chatas, I wouldn't have known the halacha, because Chatas Gufa, that it requires Sofer and Zdavala and Behekesh and Chayz Mulan and Behekesh, that's how I know, that's the Giloy, Chatas and Oila, that in Kolot Kotchim Guloy, Dover Alam Behekesh is Eni Chayz Mulan and Behekesh, or it's learned out, more specifically, from the words in the parish of the Akhtar of the Parakoy Mashiach, where after the Torah details exactly how you're supposed to do the Akhtara and all the body parts that are included, specifically the Yetzeres HaKovid and the Shnei HaKloyers, and it says, Kashiyura Mishar Zevach HaShlomim V'Ktirin HaKoyim Mosbach HaYim. You should shecht it the same exact way that you shecht the Shar Zevach HaShlomim. The Torah already told me what you're supposed to do, and if I mirror it with what you do with the Shar Zevach HaShlomim, I know that that's what you do with the Shar Zevach HaShlomim. Why did the Torah tell me that? In Eino Inyu Lepar Koyim Mashiach, Tnei Yu Inyu Lepar Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. I anyways know the Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur. There's a general hekesh from 10 blot ago. So why do I need this again? The Torah says because Par Helm Davar Shal Tzibur has a double fate. You have to know it's Akhtara, but it also was put in this world for a purpose to be Melamed, the Siri Avodas Kechavim, how that Akhtara is going to be done. And it teaches it via Hekesh. Had I only known the Yoseres HaKov and the Shtei HaKloyes, Ayedeya Hekesh, I would never be able to pass it forward to Siri Avodas Kechavim, because it'd be a Dover Alam Hekesh in the Chayz Malam Hekesh. That's what the Torah had to tell me a second time. The Meinu Inyan Tnei Inyan. Now it's like it's Mefurish. Oh, if it's like it's Mefurish, now it has the ability to go and be Chayzer Umelamed Be Hekesh. Again, we're stopping here. Mid Sugya. Exhale. So as it relates to Raid, so 2 weeks ago, Parshas Noach, we went through in the Raid Bites some of the kotchim of Parshas Noach. Torah says that when Noach emerged from the Teva, the very first thing that he did was Vayiven Noach, Mizbeach Lashem, Vayal Oilois, and B'siyata D'Shmaya, we went through different inyonim that the G'dayli Achroinim discuss as it relates to the Karbonos, the Mizbeach, in general, the kachim of Noach. This week's parasha is Vayera, and I think it's kedai to continue on that theme, very much may inyan le'inyan ba'oisa inyan, and focus on the kachim diga parasha that's mentioned in Vayera, and that is, of course, the Akedah. So the story of the Akedah, which is a story that literally is begleiting us through the Shver Golas, has so many components to it. But there's a very kachem digger component to it, and I think Dover Be'itay Matoiv, it's kedai to go through different inyanim. We'll start tonight, Be'ezus Hashem, and we'll try to be mamshech with a part two and a part three during the course of the week. Rameir Alevi Soloveitchik, in his Shiur Malateira, asked a bumbakasha on a Medrash Rabba in Parshas Vayera. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Kach no es bincha, es yuchidcha asher ahavta, va'aleu shom lo'oila, and I want you to go there, and you should bring him as a korban oila. Says the Medrash, Rabbi Yudan Bar Simon Omar, Omar Lefanov, Avram Avinu turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, Riboino Eilonin, Yesh Karbin B'loi Koyin? Is it possible to bring a Karbin without a Koyin? I'm not a Koyin. How am I supposed to go now and take my son Yitzchak and bring him as an Oila? To bring a Karbin, you have to be a Koyin. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Kfar mi nisicha shetehe Koyin. I already took care of that. I preempted your question. I already appointed you as a Kohen. Hadol d'chsiv, that's what the Pasuk means when it says in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Yud, Ato Kohen Lo'olam. You are a Kohen forever. It's mavur in this Medrash that Avram Avinu's first reaction to Vahaleu Sham Lo'olam was, how could I bring my son Yitzchak as a carbon oil? I'm not a Kohen. In order to bring a carbon, you have to be a Kohen. And the Eibishter said, you're saying good. However, Kfar mini sicha shetei Kohen, hadol d'chsiv, at the Kohen lo'olam. Truth is, this idea is expressed in other Midrashim as well. It's in a Psikta, it's in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that Avram Avinu had to be established as a Kohen in order for him to be able to execute his mitzvah of the Akedah. And Rav Meir HaLevi asked that I don't understand. We know, the Mishnah says, and then the Masechet Zvachim, that as much as it's true that in order to bring a korban on the Mizbeach, you'd have to be a Kohen, but that's only true on the Mizbeach. However, B'shas Heter Bamois, when korbanos were brought on Bamois, there was no requirement for the person bringing the korban to be a Kohen. In fact, the Mishnah says, Achalai Hukam HaMishkan, who used to do the avoida? The Bechairos used to do the avoida. It was Davka Mishahokam HaMishkan. It was Neschadesh HaHalacha that moving forward, now the avoida is going to be done by a Kohen. So Meir Levi said, what was Avram Avinu's Taina? And the Eibishter was masking to the Taina that how could I do the Akedah? I'm not a Kohen. Why do you have to be a Kohen? This is not in the Beis HaMikdash. This is not the Mishkan. This is Ad Shaloi Hukam HaMishkan. The Chayra, the Akedah is being brought on a Bama. If the Akedah is being brought on a Bama, you don't have to be a Kohen. Now, if anything, what Avram Avinu should have asked was, am I a Bechor? Am I not a Bechor? You have to know. But this is not the right sugya. What's the Taina? Om Aloy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kvar Minisicha Shtei Kohen. Right? Yesh Karben B'loy Kohen. The Chayra, this was a Hakrabas Bama. And to the extent that this was an Hakrabas Bama, the Chayra is not something that requires a Kohen. And Rav Meir said that the emes is, the catch is even sharper. Because that's Pasha. This is not the first time Avram Avinu ever brought a carbon. The beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Pasik says that Avram Avinu built a Mizbeach, right? Vayivan Shom Mizbeach, Vayikr B'Shem Hashem. Now, the Rabban says, what does it mean Vayikr B'Shem Hashem? That he was being Makar of Rechaikim. But L'chayre Eim Mikro Yoytzim Edei Pshutoi, that the Mizbeach was meant for Karbonos. So it's Yitochin and Mistaber. This is not the first time Avram Avinu is bringing a carbon, and Avram Avinu never seemed to have an issue about the fact that he's not a Kohen. Punk now. V'aleu Shom Lo'ilo Om Alephon of Ribay No'ilom and Yesh Karbon B'loi Kohen. And Eibish has masked him to the Taino. L'chayre, it's a Bumbakasha. So Amei Levi said, Pshat, based on something that he heard from a great Eretz Yisrael, the Gagayan, who was a Talmud Muvik of the Brisker Rab, Rav Velvel Chechik. Velvel Chechik is incidentally featured very prominently in the Sfarim of the Mishmar Alevi, Rav Moshe Martcha Schulzinger. He always refers to his uncle, the great Goyen, Rav Velvel Chechik. And in fact, in Mishmar Alevi, in Masechta Zvachim, this is in Madura Kamo, it's at the very, very end of the Sefer, it's not the last tickle, it's Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. He brings this Uvda as well, that he heard from his great Goyen, his uncle, Rav Velvel Chechik. So Maisa Shoya Kachoy, Rav Velvel Chechik was once a Bismedrish, and it was Parshas Vayera, and he went over to the Griz, and he asked the Griz Akasha. Everyone knows, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Avram Ezeinav. After the Malach told Avram Avinu, Atishach Yotcha Lanar Vatasli Uma. So Avram Avinu looks up, Vayar Vihine Ayol Acha Nechaz Basrach Bekarnav. Right? He sees an Ayol, Vayilich Avram, Vayikachas Ayol, Vayaleu Le'oilo Tachas Benoit. And he brought the Oilo Tachas Benoit. So, Okay, look at Rashi. Me'ach Ashakosu Vayaleu Le'oilo Le'chosra Mikro Klom. Mau Tachas Benoit. Why does the Torah have to say that he brought Le'oilo Tachas Benoit? Obviously, it was Tachas Benoit, right? Just say, Vayaleu Lo'ilo. Why do Torah have to say that that ayah was brought Tachas Benoit? Says Rashi. The reason is, because I'll call Avoides Sha'osa Mimenu. Because every one of the Avoides that Avram Avinu did with this ayah, Hoya Mispalel, he said a tefillah. He did an Avoida and he recited a tefillah. He did an Avoida and he recited a tefillah. Va'omer, he would say, Yehi Rotzon, Shetehezu, Kihilo Yasuya Bevni. I really was so ready, I was so prepared to be makriv my son. No, I'm going to instead bring this ayil. But whatever avoida I'm going to do with the ayil, he wrote saying it should be ki'ilu, right? He asked me about me. Ki'ilu b'ni shachet. That's what he said when he did the shechita. And then he did this rika, he said, he wrote saying it should be ki'ilu damai zorok. And then he did hefshet, and he said, ki'ilu b'ni mufshat. And then he did the haktara, ki'ilu hu nikter v'nasa deshem. Azoy state in Rashi, and the Makari is a Bereshis Rabba. It's also a Medrash Tanchuma. So Rav Velvel Chechik asked Mar Nagriz, he said that I don't understand. One of the things that's Mavur that Avram Avinu did with the Ayel was he did Hefshet. Kilu bni Shachot, Kilu damai Zaruk, Kilu bni Mufshot, Kilu hu nikta v'nasa deshem. So he said that, what's Pashim Shad? Why did Avram Avinu do Hefshet with this Seh? The reason is because it was an Ayel. Vayikach Esa Ayel, Vayikach yaleu lo'oilo tachas benoi. And we know that one of the unique halachas related to a carbon oil is that it required hefshet, and then after hefshet you had to do nituach. Oh, but fake with Velvel Chachik, that the Mishnah's mavurin, soif mesach tizvachim, that there was no din hefshet on a carbon oil that was brought on a bama. And being that this carbon was being brought on a bama, right? There was no Mishkan, there was no Beis HaMikdash. So if that's the case, the Velvel Chachik asked the Brisker Rav, why is there a Hefshet going on over here? What's this Ki'ilu B'ni Mufshet? That means is, in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it's Mavur, that not only did Avram Avinu do Hefshet, but he took the skin and a gartel was made from it, and years later, generations later, centuries later, Eliyahu HaNavi would get a hold of that gartel, and this would be his magical gartel that the Navi talks about. It came from the skin of this isle. But the bottom line is, that was his kasha. Where is the Hefshet over here? So the Brisker Rav told him that if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph and Halacha Beis. We've mentioned this Rambam a few times. Hamizbeach mekoymei mechuvim beyoyser. Right? The Mizbeach, its mokim is very, very precise. Ve'im meshanen oysemi mekoymei lo'oylam. And you're never allowed to make the Mizbeach in a place that's not in that very precise place. Shenemar v'zeh Mizbeach lo'oylo l'Yisrael. U'bemikdash, says the Rambam, nekad Yitzchak Avinu. Shenemar v'lech lecho el eretz ha'meiriyah v'chulu v'chulu. Then the Rambam continues, Mesoyeres b'yad ha'koel, there's a Mesoyeres that everybody has. Shamokim shabana b'y David, u'shloim ha'mizbeach b'gerin ha'ravno, hu amokim shabana b'y Avram ha'mizbeach v'ogel of Yitzchak. That the place that David ha'melech built the Mizbeach when he bought the Harabayas from Aravna Hayavusi, that's the place that Avram Avinu did the Akedah. That's the place that Noach built his Mizbeach when he emerged from the Teva. That's the Mizbeach that Kain Vehevel brought their carbonis. That's what Adam Arishan brought his carbon when he was born. Umisham Nivra, that's the place he was born from. Amru Chachamim, Adam Mimakim Kaparasa Nivra. So the Brisker Rav said that if you take a look at the Rambam says twice that the Akedah took place in the Makim HaMikdash. In Halacha Aleph, Ubimikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu. In Halacha Beis, Umisaris Biyad Akol, Shamakim Shabana by David Ushloim HaMizbeach, Begurin HaRavno, Hu Amakim Shabana by Avram HaMizbeach, V'Akadol of Yitzchak. Why does Rambam have to say it twice? For oit, the first time the Rambam says it, what's his lashon? Ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu. Ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu. That keda didn't happen in the mikdash. It happened in the makom hamikdash. That's the second Rambam. Umesoyres b'yad hakol. Shehamokim shebana by David. Uamokim shebana by Avram hamizbech. V'akadol of Yitzchak. Ben aloch alef, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak Avinu. So the Brisker Rav said, it's mavur in this Rambam, that the Rambam saying that as much as that keda took place actually hukam mishkan, and as much as you would think in svara that the hakrov of the Akedah was a hakrova on a bomb. And if that's the case, it should follow the Shulchan Aruch of all the Dinei bomb. Oh, but the Rambam B'Lushayne, as always, Megalatas, Ubemikdash Nekad Yitzchak Avinu, that really the gather of the Akedah was, it took place in Mikdash. It didn't take place in Mikdash, it took place in Mokama Mikdash, of its Ki'ilu. And then it took place in Mikdash. And if that's the case, it's governed by all the halachas of Mikdash. If a Yid in the Mokama Mikdash would go and he would bring a carbon oil, it'd be a mitzvah of Hefshet. If the be a mitzvah of Hefshet, Mimela, there had to be a mitzvah of Hefshet as well. One of the ha'aras I saw in Mishmar Levi, Meir Levi doesn't bring this, but this I saw from Rav Shulziger, it's a unbelievable Isof in the world of Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, that the Brisker Rav said over to Rav Velvel Chachik. He said that take a look at Toisvis and Masechet Nesudarim Daf Yud Amud Beis. This is so good. The Mishnah over there is discussing the halacha of Hatfasa Ben Adarim. So how do you make Nidre Yisr? So one way to do it is you say that I want this to be Yasser. Another way to do it, a more lamdish way to do it is that I want this to be like that, right? The whole word koinim, which is the Chazal way of referring to a neder, is a kinoi for the word carbon. What does carbon have to do with Nidre Yisr? If somebody says, I don't want any fruit, what does it have to do with a carbon? The Torah says, you say, I want the fruit to be like that thing that's Yasser. That's Aser? I want this to be Aser as well. So the Mishnayos in the first and second parak of Masechet Nesudarim talk about different phrases. If somebody would say this, would it be a Lashon of Hatfasa? Would it not be a Lashon of Hatfasa? Right, there's a whole bunch of dinim. Actually, the B'davar another, V'loy D'avar Aser. If you say, Michlal Lava Tashemei Yohein, right, there's a whole bunch of different dinim. The Mishnah says, if somebody says, Ke'imra, I want this to be like Imra, Kedirim, Ke'itzim, Ke'ishim, Ke'mizbech, Ke'echt Yushalayim. The halacha is, Harei Zeh Nedah B'Karben. It's going to be considered a Nedah. Zok Tosfos, what does it mean Ke'imra? Imra are sheep. I want it to be like sheep. What does sheep mean? It says Tosfos Inami Eloi Shel Avraham Avinu. If somebody says Ke'imra, like the sheep with the Hey Ayudiyah, you know what that is? It's the Sela Oila. It's that aisle. Said Mar Nagriz. The halacha is that if a guy is mafresh a carbon, if you have a benoyach's carbon, it's not. There's no me'ilah. So how could it be that if somebody says, I want this to be ke'imra, like Eloi shel Avraham Avinu, it's chaloneder, it's not even osabana, there's no me'ilah. So the Biskarov said, Mamash azayla, from Riyata, that from that toisvus in the dorm, tucked away in the Abdullah Mabesim Sechdes the dorm, it's muchach, that it had a din of regular k'tusha smikdosh. And that's this Indian the Biskarov said that I've always said, u'bimikdosh nekad yitzchok, that the mahalach of this went with the mahalach of mikdosh. So said Rameh, if that's the case, it's gewaldic. And a chinami, actually, hukam ha-mikdosh, when the karbonis were being brought on a bama, so what was the halacha? So there the halacha was that the avoida was done by the bechayros. Freik, Rameir Alevi, if that's the case, so what's going on here? How come Avraham Avinu is tining? He's saying, Riboy no ilomim. He says, I'm not a kohen. The Ebishah says, you're right, I preempted, I already made you a kohen. It's because ubemikdosh nekad yitzchak. And being that ubemikdosh nekad yitzchak, said this one with a mahalach mikdosh. Being that went with a mahalach mikdosh, so it's for that reason. Mikdosh, you have to have a kohen. He would have to have a kohen as well. But I just want to say two oisophis before we go right there. Number one, this vart sounds eerily similar to what we spoke about the other week from the Meshech Chachma as it relates to the Karbonos of Noach, right? Very, very, very similar, right? Meis Simcha was Mechadish, that Vayiven Noach Mizbeach, based on the Rambam, the same Rambam here in Hilchos Beis Abchira, and it comes from Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov in Breishis Rabbah. We said it's a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, has Mekoros and Chazal that the Hakrova of Noach, being that it was done in the Makom HaMikdash, so for that reason the Shulchan Aruch that governed it was not the Shulchan Aruch that governs Bamos, but rather was the Shulchan Aruch that governs Mikdash. The Briskarov sang shar for the Ramea Simcha. Remember Ramea Simcha's Lashon? We mentioned it many times. Ramea Simcha said, Yitochen lefi zeh, dekan ho yodin k'tusha space ha-mikdash. All Ramea Simcha was able to prove from all those Mara Mekoymes was that Noach's Mizbeach was built on the Mokum HaMikdash. Said Ramei Simcha, I'm going to now take a leap of faith. If it was on the Mokum HaMikdash, then Yitochen lefi zeh, dekan ho yodin k'tusha space ha-mikdash. As far as I know, Mar Nagriz didn't say it by Noach's Karbonis. This Briskarov is talking about the Akedah. By the Akedah, the Lashon HaRambam screams at you. Ubemikdash nekad yischakavim. That's a Lashon you have by the Akedah. It's not a Lashon that you have as it relates to Noach. So really, the Briskarov's Vart is much sharper than Ramei Simcha's Vart. Ramei Simcha's Cheshbin and Noach has to be true by the Akedah. But the Briskarov's Shtikl Torah by the Akedah is not Muchach necessarily as it relates to Noach. That's the first Isafah. The second Isafah is that the Briskarov said this Klape Rav Velvel Chechik's Kasha. Rav Velvel Chechik was asking on the Din Hefshit of the Ayel. He wasn't discussing Yitzchak. He was discussing the Ayel, right? Yehi Rotzoin Shetezu Kilo Asuya Bivni Kilo Bni Shachot Kilo Damezara Kilo Bni Mufshe Kilo Hu Nikta V'Nasadeshen. That means that this Vort that we're saying over, that it went with the Hakrova Mikdash, is not just true with regards to the Yitzchak component. Meaning, Avraham Avinu Tainis, how can I bring the Yitzchak Avinu on the Akedah? I'm not a Koy. That's all Klape Yitzchak right now. Maybe the minute he knew it was an aisle, at that point, he didn't have to be a Koyin. But it's Mavur, it wasn't just true. Ubemikdash nekad Yitzchak, and ubemikdash nekad Elisha Yitzchak. That's a Chiddush. And it's Mavur Klar. Because really, we're coming to be Miyashav Arashi that's talking about the Hefshit of the aisle. And if you see that it's true, even regarding the Hefshit of the aisle, so it's Meris, it's Muchach, that it's true not only regarding the Yitzchak component, but it's true with regards to the aisle component as well. The truth is, I had the schos to hear Chumashir from Rebbe Ram Yeshua Soloveitchik Shlita, Parshas Vayera. And really, this Inyan, Ubemikdash Nekad Yitzchak, and the Kachem of the Akedah, is something that permeated and underpinned the entirety of the shir. Over Shabbos, I went through the shiur for a Meir Soloveitchik, I went through the shiur for Abdavid Soloveitchik, and it's really Hainu Ha-Ha-Haina. Kula nischavnu l'davar echad, different aoris and different hoysafis based on this idea. Ubemikdash nekad yitzchak. Just want to be messiah with a few mamish tiny aoris. Each one is so short. The first one, that Avram Avinu is told, take Yitzchak, valeu la'oila, right? Bring him as a carbon oila. So the pasuk says that Avram Avinu tied up Yitzchak, and he brought him on top of the Mizbeach, and he takes out the macheles, and he's about to go ahead and shecht him, and the mamash at the last second, vayikra elav malach havai min ha-shamayim, vayomer Avram, vayomer hineni, vayomer al tishchak yodchel anar, vataslem umah. Incidentally, I saw in the Brisk Yeshum, they say, what's vayomer Avram? Right, why twice? He said, because when you want to stop someone from doing something that he shouldn't do, you say, Avram, right? You scream it. You don't say it once, you say it twice. He was mamish at the last second. The knife was mamish at his neck. So, Avram, right? But the point is, the shechit is taking place where? It's happening on top of the Mizbech, right? Vayakad es Yitzchak benoi, vayosem moisei al Mizbech mimalo etzim, vayishlach Avram es nyodei, vayikach es amakcheles lishchit es benoi, and this is where he's going to go ahead and do the akedah. But the shechita was going to be on top of the Mizbech. And in Shir they asked, why did the shechita have to be on top of the Mizbech? It had to be on top of the Mizbech. V'halei loyla, that's the haktarit, that's the zrika will be done on the Mizbech. But why is the shechita being done on top of the Mizbech? So they say over in the name of the Briskerov, that the Briskerov said, because Yitzchak was an oila, right? You should bring him as an oila. An oila is taught in tzofen. That was today's daf. An oila has to be in tzofen. Now, there was no real tzofen, right? We were tzofen in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah says on daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph that if Kochi Kadoshim is geshochot on the Rosh HaMizbeach, it's a kosher shechita, and the reason is because Rosh HaMizbeach is treated like tzofen. The Rosh of the Mizbeach has a din of tzofen. So being that Yitzchak had a din of an oila, and oila always requires tzofen, so it's for that reason they had to make sure that it was going to be Rosh HaMizbeach. That's one aura. Another aura I saw in the Brisker Shirim, they bring from the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said, so one of the things that Avram tells Yishmael and Eliezer is, we're going to go, we're going to bow down, and after we bow down, we're going to come back. What's why? He wasn't told to bow down. Like, why is he bowing down? He said, it's posh. Because, and we know the halacha is that any person that ever left the Beis HaMikdash, there was a din hashtachavot. You always had to bow down. But that's what we talk about when we're oil regal, because every person that ever left the Beis HaMikdash had a din hashtachavot. Avram Avinu was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, and being that he was leaving the Beis HaMikdash, there was a dinish tachava, and because there was a dinish tachava, so it's for that reason he said, Nelcha adkoi, vinish tachava first, and afterwards vinashuv aleichem, one last short of aura they bring in Shir. And that is, so the pasuk says that Avram and Yitzchak are now walking, right? They left Yishmael and Eliezer and Avram, tzazamim et hachamar, behind, and they're walking now to Har Meriah, and they're walking now to do the Akedah. The pasuk says that Yitzchak turns to Avram and he tells him, "Hinei ha'esh v'ha'etzim, abavai asel oila." He said, "Where's the sel oila?" Right? Pasha, when you read the psukim, it sounds like Yitzchak at this point doesn't chap that he's the one that's the oila, right? So he says, "I see the esh, I see the etzim, abavai asel oila. I don't see the sheep. Where exactly is this carbon oila?" And Shir, they ask two kashas. Number one, so Yitzchak obviously doesn't have all the information about what's about to happen, right? He assumes, though, there's going to be a sel oil. So two kashas. Number one, mechteis an oil. How do you know it's going to be an oil? So you could say that, according to the mandama that holds that b'nei noyach are only allowed to bring an oil, it's good, but there is a mandama that holds that b'nei noyach can bring the shlamim also. Afilu im timtzaloi mar, you can only bring an oil, right? But mechteis a seh, it doesn't have to be a seh. First of all, it could be a seh, in min abokar, right? It could be a goat. And the frat, if you're dealing with karbonos of a ben noyach, if you're dealing karbonos with a ben noyach, it could be any kosher animal, right? That's the gemara we spoke so much about the other day in Perek Paros Chatos. So they ask in Shir, how did Yitzchak know to assume that there was going to be a sel oila, v'ayah sel oila, mechteis aseh, mechteis an oila? You're making two big assumptions, right? You're being very presumptuous over here. Mechteis, this is the way this carbon is going to go down. So they say, Meyerdek. They say, because they understood that Avram Avinu was going to have to build a Mizbeach. Avraham Avinu was going to have to build a Mizbeach. And the Mishnah says, in Mesachtes Menachis, Daf Mem Tes, Ein Mechanchen Es HaMizbeach. If you have a new Mizbeach, the only way you could be Mechanach the Mizbeach is Ela B'Tomit Shal Shachar. You have to bring a Tomit Shal Shachar. A new Mizbeach that's going to be used always had to be a Tomit Shal Shachar. Being that it had to be a Tomit Shal Shachar, well, it was the Tomit Shal Shachar. It was a Sel Oilo. So Yitzchak Krap, there must be, there's going to be a Sel Oilo. And if that's the case, he said, what's going on over here? Oh, but they say that's only true if you hold this was a mizbeach. That's following Hilchas Mikdash. But if this is a bomber, there's no halacha of ein mechanchen as a bomber. Ella b'tamid shal shachar. Oh, but the Teretz is the Mar Nagris said b'mikdash nekad Yitzchak. And being that this hakrava had to take place in the Beis Hamikdash, if it had to take place in the Beis Hamikdash, so it's for that reason. This was his question v'ayaseloilo with the assumption that this was going to be a seloilo. Lule de Mistafino, maybe it could be Moisef one Kinesh, and we're really going to end with this. And that is, the Rebbe of Heschel in Chanukah Satorah, he asks a gewaldige kasha. And by the way, Kama Kulmus in Mishtabra on this kasha, specifically in the Brisker Shiurim. So Rebbe from Yeshua says over this kasha in Chumashir, and Rebbe Shulam David does, and Rebbe Meir does. So the Olam has a lot of fun with this kasha. But this is a kasha that comes from the Rebbe of Heschel in the Sefer Chanukah Satorah. Yes, the kasha, the pasuk says, Bayoyim HaShlishi. Right, it was already the third day, and Avram Avinu leaves Eliezer, Eved Avram, and Yishmael behind, and he starts walking together with Yitzchak. And Vayomer Yitzchak Avram, Avi, Vayomer Avi, Vayomer Neini Bini, Vayomer Hino Ishva, it's Vayasa Loila. So Rebbe Rav Heschel asked that why did Yitzchak first asked for Ayasel Oyla now by Yom HaShlishi. They've been traveling already for 3 days. Right? This is going on for 3 days already. So if it's going on for 3 days, why did he wait now until day three to ask this question? Some say, I saw, that at this point Yitzchak wasn't sure that he for sure, like he didn't know what was happening. Maybe Yishmael's going to be the car. He didn't know exactly what was happening. But now he chaps, right? It's just me and my father. And I don't think it's me, so he starts getting a little nervous. Ayasel Oyla, you know, it was the three of them, but you know, now it's already only him. But I'll upon him, why did he wait until the third day? Right, this was his kasha. Why do you wait until? So the Rebbe of Heschel said a Gishmak Teres. The Rebbe of Heschel said that till now Yitzchak assumed for sure he was the carbon oil. He assumed for sure he's the carbon oil. There's no question about it. Right? But what happened? After Avram Avinu leaves the Chevra behind, so the Pasuk, Vayikach Avram is Atzei Yo'ilo, Vayosem al Yitzchak Binoi, puts it on Yitzchak. The Loch is not allowed to be Mishtamish with a carbon. So being that he's allowed to be Mishtamish with a carbon, so Davke at this point, Yitzchak said, what's going on over here? It's probably, it can't be me. If it's not me, it must be a Sel Oilo. So he said, Vaya Sel Oilo. He wants to know where the Sel Oilo is. But he first chapped on day three. This is what the Rebbe of Heschel said, as I state in the Sefer Chanukah Satorah. But I was thinking, Lefi, that last part that we said from Teiras Brisk, maybe you could say that until this point, Yitzchak Avinu, I don't know if he thought he was the carbon, didn't think he was the carbon. This is already something that Kfar Doshu Bei Rabin, right? That's already an Indian that the Rishonim and the Achrenim already talk about. But Hamiya, in his mind, this was going to be a regular carbon. It was going to be a carbon of a Hakrovas Bama, like any other carbon. But what happened? Vayoy Mashlishi, on the third day, Vayisa Avram Es'ena Vayaris Hamokim Erochoy, they looked up and they saw the Mokim, and they chap, what's the Mokim? The Mokim's Har Meriya. And now he leaves, Vayoy Avram Anor Shulach Ampoy Machamor, we're going there. So Yitzchak Avinu now chab. You know where this hakrov is going to take place? This hakrov is going to take place on the Har Meriya. This hakrov is going to take place in Mikdash. If this hakrov is going to take place in Mikdash, 1 second. Now we can't just build a mizbeach. Now you have to have a sel oilo. Until this point, what gives a chaneitza? I don't know. Maybe Ram's going to find the carbon. Maybe he's the carbon. I don't know. It's not the point. But now it was neschadish va'aya sel oilo. Because the whole va'aya sel oilo is a bite on the fact to be Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak. Until this point, how's this carbon going to play out? Is this going to be Akravas Boma or is it going to be Akravas Mikdash? The third day, Vayoy Mashlishi, Vayisa Avram Esenov, Vayaris Amok Meirachar, actually says all of a sudden the smoke is there. Now, till now, he doesn't know where he's going. That's the whole point, right? Alach Adahorim, Ashoy Marilecho. But now he knows where he's going and now he sees the smoke and now he chaps that it's going to be Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak, Mikdash Nekad Yitzchak. Yitzchak, We have to have a sel oila. I am the carbon. I'm not the carbon. Maybe faker. Maybe he thought he was the carbon. Faker, like the Rebbe of Heschel said, he thought he was the carbon. Oh, but now so now when he saw it on the third day, it was neschadish the kasha of aya sel oila. That's why he first asked the kasha on the third day, and we are going to stop here.